Today was Tu B'Shvat. Now it's already the next day. But I figured we'd talk about a Tu B'Shvat topic related to Hilchos Brachos. And to do that, it'd be helpful to have a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis in front of you, because you'll see, and anyone who's learned Hilchos Brachos in a Mishnah Berurah will understand this, is that Hilchos Brachos have a lot of complicated factors to them. They have a lot of different pieces that go into deciding what the halacha is when you have a lot of different factors at the same time. And I figured that, you know, Tu B'Shvat, fruit, the discussion regarding the bracha on fruit salad is a great way to learn the different complicated pieces that come to Hilchos Brachos in the Mishnah Berurah. So we're going to do a bit of a flipping back and forth just to see the different halachos, because in Hilchos Brachos, you can't read one siman in Shulchan Aruch or one section of Mishnah Berurah and feel like you know the whole halacha. It's just the complicated nature of these halachos. You need to be able to pull from different areas to put together each complicated halachic issue. So we're going to discuss tonight, like I said before, the bracha on fruit salad, what one should do when served fruit salad, and how to make the decision of what bracha, or maybe brachos, it should get. The essential issue here is one of what we call in halacha ikar v'tafel, a main thing and a secondary thing. The Mishnah in Brachos, Daf Mem Dal, the Rambam Hilchos Brachos Perek Gimel, and if you open up the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, to Siman Reish Yud Beis, if you open up to Reish Yud Beis, so you'll see that the Shulchan Aruch lays out this klal, lays out this rule pretty clearly. Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Yud Beis Aleph, Kol Shu Ikar V'imo Tfela, if I have something that is the main thing, and with it is something that is secondary, Perish Dover Bilti Nachshav, Mevarech al Iker upoter satfela. You make a bracha rishona on the Iker food, and you don't have to make a bracha on the secondary food. Bein mi bracha shalafanah, bein mi bracha shacharah. This goes for a bracha rishona, and it goes for a bracha achrona as well. Fine. So the example that the Gemara gives is the case of a piece of bread with a very salty fish. In that case, since the person is mainly interested in the fish, the bracha is only set on the fish, since the bread is only there to serve the fish and take away from the saltiness. Tosus there on the Gemara Brachos writes that if the tafel isn't there when making the bracha, and you weren't thinking about it, then the bracha rishona wouldn't cover it in that particular case. Now the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say that this rule applies to a mixture or even a single food. The Mishnah, for example, is discussing a piece of salty fish on a piece of bread. The Bir HaGra there in Siman Reish Yud Beis, he writes that the source of Ikar V'Tafel in a taroves of a mixture of two different things is found in two places in the Gemara. One, well, both are Gemara and Daf on Brachos Daf Lamed Vav. One, Gemara famously teaches us that Kol Sheyesh Bo Echad Mechameshes Midim, anything that has, any mixture that has one of the five grains, the bracha is always a mezonah. So that's an example of a taroves, a mixture of multiple things, where one bracha is made on the entire mixture. The Gemara on the same daf talks about milsa d'asimi behandaya, that you make a bar pi adama. Essentially, as the Vilna Gaon understands, it was ginger that was ground with honey. The honey is batel to the ginger, because the ginger is the ikar thing. That's a taroves, a mixture of multiple things, and there's one bracha on that idea, on that mixture together. A single food that's constructed from a number of ingredients and creates a new item, well, that's also considered something to be ikar v'tafel as well. This food only gets one bracha because of ikar v'tafel. So, for example, let's say bread. Bread is made from flour, eggs, and water. So all of those things together are batel at some point to the flour. We make hamotzi because the chameshes midim are the ikar. Or let's say a food that has spices doesn't get the bracha of the spices. This is, for example, not a discussion tonight, why the bracha most people would make on schnitzel is shahakal. Because the coating, the batter, is considered to be a spice to the chicken itself. The bracha is on the ikar, not on the spices. Okay, so those are the three types of ikar v'tafel. A main thing, something that comes to support it. The second thing is a taruvus, a mixture of things, or a single food which has ingredients that become batel to the entire entity itself. In the Sefer Vezosa Bracha, Rabbi Alexander Mandelbaum, who's considered to be the most significant posek in Hilchos Brachos in the world today, specifically in Eretz Yisrael. So he says that there are three types of Iker v'Tafel that we have in Hilchos Brachos. I'm going to summarize what he says. This is in chapter 11 of his book. Rabbi Mandelbaum says there are three types of Iker v'Tafel. The first thing is where the Tafel is there to serve the main thing, meaning it improves the main food. The example of the Mishnah, the purpose of the bread is so you can eat the fish that's very salty. In such a case, the bread is putter even if you take a bite of it without fish, meaning not every single bite of kichel and herring has to have kichel on it in order for it to be, it needs to have herring on it in order for the kichel to be putter. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, right in our siman over here in Sifkatan Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkatan Gimel, he says over here in Sifkas and Gimel, he says, Sha'ochel dag maliach. He says, Kagon, Sha'ochel davar masok mikodem, va'ochel dag maliach lahafigna misikus. I had something very sweet, and let's say I was only having the fish to take away the sweetness. Now I don't want to have very salty fish, it's going to hurt my throat. So I have some bread with the salty fish in order that it shouldn't hurt me. But I'm not interested in eating bread at all. In that case, the bread is tafel, secondary. But what if I love kichel and I love salty fish? I want both together. Even though I'm eating with the salty fish. As people have a cracker with herring. Even if I want the salty fish more, but I also really enjoy the kichel, then I can't make one bracha. I have to make hamotzi on that bread. Not exactly, we would make a mezonos on kichel nowadays, but I have to make a hamotzi on that bread in order to cover it, right? It has to be that I'm not interested at all in the tafel, but if I want the tafel, then I still have to make a bracha on it. That's rule number one. The second thing, says Rabbi Mandelbaum, is that the tafel is something chashuv, and I want to taste it. But the purpose is to give a taste to something else. So therefore, it's only tafel when eaten with the ikar. In such a case, even if the tafel is the majority, let's say, for example, like a candied almond, right? In a case of a candied almond, the almond potentially could be smaller than the amount of candy that surrounds it, right? But what am I there for? It's for the almond. If I just wanted candy, I would have had candy. I wouldn't have had the candied almond. The brach is on the almond, and it covers the candy. The purpose of the candy is what? The purpose of the candy is to sweeten the almond. The almond becomes the main thing. The third rule, says Rabbi Mandelbaum, is a tarobes of two ikarim, two things that I like equally. Neither one stands out more than the other. Really, there should be two brachos. And if I separated them and ate them, you would need two brachos. But since you're eating them together, I can't make two brachos on a single eating. In such a case, we follow the majority. The rove of the mixture becomes the ikar, and it covers the minority, even though both are very chashuv, which is our case tonight of fruit salad, right? In my fruit salad, there are grapes and watermelon and strawberries and pineapple. There's ha'etz and hadamas all together there, right? Says the halacha, the majority becomes the bracha. Now, if one type is more chashuv, or one of them is chamishas minei dagan, then it becomes the ikar because of the chashivas. Then it gets the bracha, even if it's in the minority. But again, that's not our discussion really tonight. That's pretty much also what the Mishnah Berurah writes here in Sifkatan Aleph. Let's turn now to this rule of majority. So again, we have here a fruit salad. We have here ikar v'tafel. We have a mixture of things together. We have a taroves. That should follow the rules of ikar v'tafel. So we're told, says the halacha, that you follow the majority. Well, how do we determine the majority here? In the final case of the two ikrim, and neither is more chashuv than the other, the rove establishes the bracha. If you look at the Ramah in Resh Beis Aleph, look at the case that the Ramah brings in Resh Beis Aleph. It's not the most appetizing case, but it's a case nevertheless. He says, Haga, im nisarev hayayin b'shecha. Let's say I mix wine and beer together in one drink. Azlidam basa harov, says the Ramah, you follow the majority. Im harov yayin mevarach ber pagafen. If 51% of the mixture is wine, say make a guffin on that very fascinating drink. V'im harov sheikhar mevarach shehakol, says the Ramah. But if the majority is beer, then I make a shahakol, even though there's wine in that mixture. So what do we see? You follow the majority in a tarobas, in a mixture. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Ches over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, Im harov yayin kedekaimelan kol shu ikar imo tfela. This is an application of ikar v'tafel. Mavarach al ha'ikar upotar asa tfela. You make a brach on the ikar and you exempt the tafel. V'chol min shu harov ho ikar. And whatever is the majority, says the Chafetz Chaim, is the ikar. V'hamia tafel hulo. And the minority is tafel to it. And that is the halacha brought by the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah. Now the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Reish Ches Zayin. It's about a different case, okay? But a similar application. If you go to Reish Ches Zayin, there, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about Hakoses Es Haorez, one who takes rice, Mevarach Ala Bor Pri Adama, if you chew rice, V'achra Bor Nefashos, V'im Bishul, let's say I cook rice, Ad Shenes Meich, O Shetchano V'asami Menu Pas, I grind the rice flour into bread. Mevarach alav burn mizonos for achar burn nefashos. I make a mizonos. Then I make a burn nefashos afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sharet Zion Lamed Daled. It's a long Sharet Zion, so I'll say it outside. I'll say what he says outside. But he says that if you mix a minority of rice into a larger mixture, then the bracha is on the larger item that covers the rice. And he explains that it would be the same in reverse. If the rice was the rove of the dish, then that would cover the other foods. We say, says the Mishnah Berurah, rubo kakulo. The majority of something is like the entirety. And therefore the same should apply as well. Again, what's the lumdus over here? What's the logic over here? The rove is like the entirety in halacha. And therefore, the same should apply over here. So if the majority of my fruit salad is going to be pineapple, and pineapple is adama, so adama is the bracha that's made on the fruit salad. In Reish Dal Yud Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says that the minority is batal barov. If you go to Reish Dal Yud Zayin, so the Shulchan Aruch teaches us the following halacha. Oops, sorry, not Yud Zayin. It must be Reish Dal Zayin. Oh, sorry. It's not the Shulchan Aruch, it's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Bala Tanya says that the minority is batal barov, and it becomes tafel only when the foods are cooked together. But if they're not cooked together, but they're only mixed together, then we don't follow rov, and each item gets its own bracha. That's a chiddush, right? So it would seem, for Lubavitchers who follow the Bala Tanya, you only follow the majority if they're cooked. But if they're just mixed together, that's not enough to make it a majority to change the bracha. And the last opinion is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Reish Beis that ikar v'tafel in a taroves is only when they're eaten in the same bite. Even if at this moment there's only one of the foods on the spoon, the bracha is on the ikar and it covers the tafel. However, if it is, let's say, a meat and another food that are in big pieces and they're meant to be eaten separately, you have on your plate a steak and you have French fries, right? You might eat steak and French fries in the same bite, but they're meant to be eaten separately. There's no ikar v'tafel, since rov doesn't overpower the minority if they're not eaten in the same bite. And this is the understanding of the Mishnah Berurah as well, in Reish Hei Yud Gimel. And he cites the Prima Gadim regarding meat and vegetables, and he says they get two brachos. If you turn to Reish Hei Yud Gimel, you'll see what I'm talking about in the Mishnah Berurah. Quoting the Prima Gadim, he says, "Vahayirakos nos nintam b'marak v'habasar, v'nos nintam b'marak. V'tam habasar hu chashuv yosir hilkachu ikar. The meat is more chashuv; it's more important, and therefore it's the ikar. V'alkein afilu ochal marak levad mevarach shahakol. V'kol makum me'ochal hayarak im hamarak. V'yachad ein sarach levarich im hayarak. V'marak nasa tafel hayarak. That's like a sauce with it. V'da'o jahayarak gufa b'vaday l'nasa tafel habasar." You should know the vegetables are not tufel to the meat. Kevin Shabbal, Lamazon, Lasova, says the Prima Gadim, says the Mishnah Berurah, the vegetables are not tufel. They're filling on their own, their own thing. They're not part of that mixture. So we have here three opinions of how to decide when majority works when it comes to Hilchos Brachos. The first view is the Mishnah Berurah. A straight majority, that's enough. The second view is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. They have to be cooked together. And the Aruch HaShulchan is the third view. They have to be eaten in the same spoonful in order to be considered a tarobes, where you follow the majority. The last point, or the last 2 points before we get to Halacha L'maisa. The Prima Gadim in his introduction to Hilchos Brachos, and the Baal Nesivos in his Derech Achaim in Hilchos Brachos, understand that the din of tarobes, of a mixture, the Ramah discusses, where you make a bracha on the rov, right? That's the case of mixing the wine and the beer together, is even when the parts of the taroves remain distinct. The din of bittel, of something nullified, when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, is not the same as bittel in other areas of halacha, right? If I put a piece of meat into a mixture, into a macaroni and cheese, it's batel b'shishim. But what if I see the piece of meat? Is it batel? Of course not. Right? If I see the meat, it's not going to be nullified. Says the Prima Gadim, that is not the same as Hilchos Brachos. Even if it's still nicker, even if the minority is still visible, obviously visible, it's still going to be batel. As long as there's a clear majority, says the Prima Gadim, in the mixture, the bracha follows the ikar. Comes the Chayadam and the Kafachayim and the Ben Ishchai. And they all understand that Rov only overpowers the minority, majority overpowers the minority, when the Miut, when the minority is no longer recognizable. However, if the Miut, if the minority is still distinct and it stands out, then it is not Tafel. And you need to have two brachos in order to make, and each the second bracha needs to be made on the minority. The Mishabura in Reish Yud Beis Aleph. Turn to Reish Yud Beis Aleph. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, that he says, Kagon kol tarova shel minim. He says, Shnei midim. I have a mixture of two things. She'echad hu ikar, v'sheni inu ba'el l'takna l'achshir. The second one is secondary. The minority is secondary. Arfilu shnei mikarim. I have two things that I want, like the salad. El she'echad meruba mechavera. One is more than the other. Harov hu ha'ikar. The majority is the ikar. And if you look in the Shar HaTzion, says the Chafetz Chaim, Prima Gadim, B'Psich in his introduction, and the Derech HaChaim in Osud Ches, B'din Devarim Mesuganim, V'ayin B'Chayadim Klal Nun Aleph, look in the Chayadim in Klal Nun Aleph, Shedaito K'shenikra Kol Echad B'fnei Atzmo, Levarach Shnei Brachos, and he says, the Chayadim says that if I see two things in my mixture, I see two brachos in my salad, I have to make two brachos. U'safek brachos l'hakel. But says the Chafetz Chaim, Suffolk brachos tahakel. Since I have a machlokus over here, I should make fewer brachos. Meaning, who does the halacha follow? The Prima Gadim. That if I have a mixture and there's a clear majority, I make one bracha, not two. Okay. The last halacha before we put everything together to figure out what to do with our fruit salad is that according to the Prima Gadim, that even when the minority is noticeable, we still follow the rov. We still have to understand what is considered a rov, what's a majority. The Zos HaBracha says that we can see in the Prima Gadim that he learns from the Prisha that it's enough there should be 51% of one item in order to create a rov. This is the view of Rav Elyashiv. However, the Sefer Shari HaBracha writes, and he argues, that when being mevatel something that is nicker, it's not enough to have 51%. Rather, needs to be rov hanikar la'ayin, needs to be a supermajority. It's not like Isser v'hetra, the laws of kashrus, which depend on percentages. In Hilchos Brachos, it depends on the das of people, the understanding of the person eating the food. In the eyes of most people, the miut, the minority, is ikar, is nikar, it's recognizable, is only batal if it looks like a minority. If it doesn't look like a minority clearly, then it's not batal. And he argues that perhaps the Prima Gadim would agree with him. So we have a lot of things over here. We have a lot of areas, Hilchos Brachos, majority, Nikar, 51%, all these things together. How do we understand over here? So we're going to explain the two shitas, and we're going to come at Halacha L'maisa. Okay? Are you ready? Let's go. Regarding a fruit salad, there's a machlokas aposkim, whether it's a taroves, is it a mixture? Do we follow the majority? Or whether maybe a fruit salad, just like a fruit platter, where each fruit should get its own bracha. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach, in the Madane Shlomo, this is from Rabbi Fried from Dallas. Listen to what he writes. B'ma shenechelku aposkim legabe salad peirot yirakos, regarding a fruit salad or a vegetable salad. Im mevarchem lefi harov o kol mim v'fnei asmo. Do you make a bracha on the majority, or each separate fruit with a different bracha in the fruit salad. Das Maran Shemavarach Lefi Arov says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach, you make a bracha according to the majority. The same thing with a salad. Salad is mostly vegetables, that's adama. But if you have avocado in the salad, that's aitz. Shim hu mu'urav besocha salad. If the avocado is mixed into the salad, va'ochlem oso yachem masal, and the avocado is eaten together with the rest of the vegetables, kevin sheruba bori pri adama, the majority is hadama, nifter gam avocado b'rechas harov, the avocado is covered under the rest of the majority. And that's the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Rav Ben Zion Abba Shulni Or Letzion Mechelek Beis, Rav Nissen Karelson Mechelchani Hilchos Brachos, Rav Sternbach Tshuvas Hanagos Chelek Gimel, and Rav Shechter all understand that a fruit salad with cut pieces of fruit with different brachos, and each spoonful can have a different piece in it, and you want each piece of fruit equally, is considered a taroves, and in such a case you make the bracha on the majority and it covers the minority. Again, Rav Shechter said the same thing as well. We follow the Prima Gadim. Even when the minority is nicker, even when the minority is recognizable, we still follow the rov against the chayadim, that if their pieces are nicker, we don't follow the rov. And that's the halacha according to these poskim. Now, the Or Letzion is mechadish, that if you have a very, very expensive minority, let's say you went to Gourmet Glatz today and you spent $30 on some sort of fruit that you only have on Rosh Hashanah or Tu B'Shvat, so then that's very chashav, maybe that's the ikar. But again, not necessarily the case. Rosh Shlomo Zalman adds that lichad chila, it's good to be careful to hold the two minim, the two species of brachos on the spoon when making the bracha, and the rov should be the bracha that you're reciting. And if there are shivas aminim, better to do on the shivas aminim. And the vizosa bracha suggests perhaps, maybe before you mix the ingredients of the fruit salad together in the kitchen, make the two brachos separately, but you don't have to file such a, that's a big chumra. Who disagrees? Rav Vazna. Rav Vazna in the Shevet Levi Chelek Zion and Rav Adji Yosef in the Tshuva Se'abi Omer Chelek Tes both write, you need to make two brachos on a fruit salad. Since both minim are nicker, both minim are recognizable, the rov, the majority, is not mevatel, the minority. The halacha follows the chayadim according to Rav Adji Yosef, that if both species are nicker, there are two brachos since there's no bitzel, there's no nullification taking place. In the Sefer Vavei HaAmudim, so they quote Rav Chaskel Abramsky and Rav Yashav, who also felt that you need two brachos on fruit salad. In the case of the fruit salad, the flavors don't transfer to one another, even if they're being held on the same spoon. They're essentially two separate foods. It's no different, says Rav Chaskel Abramsky, than holding two fruits in two separate hands. It's like holding an apple in one hand and a pineapple in another hand and biting into the pineapple and biting into the apple. In such a case, you wouldn't follow the majority. Only when the two items are mixed together for a long time and the flavors mix. Maybe if you left the salad overnight, the fruit salad overnight in the fridge, maybe become a tarobes. This is in line with the reasoning of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So here we have two schools of thought regarding the brachos on fruit salad. I think we'll come out halacha lemaisa safek brachos lahakel, and therefore we would make one bracha on a fruit salad, whatever the majority bracha would be. So if the majority of the fruit salad are brachos ha'etz, you make ha'etz. And if the majority of the fruit salad are brachos hadama, then you make the bracha of hadama. Okay, we'll stop here.